This is Colourful.
And now we are visiting Iceland, and here in the studio to help me with visiting Iceland is a lady from the Visit Island company. And I'm actually going to ask her to pronounce her name, because all I know is Sigga, and I can't pronounce the rest of the name. I do apologise. Sigga.
Yes, hello. Yeah, I know my real name is Sigridur Gróa Þórarinsdóttir. But in Iceland, we all go on first name, and we usually go on nickname as well. So my nickname is Sigga, and that makes life easier for the people in Britain. So please just call me Sigga.
Thank you so much. I will definitely stick with that. Okay, so we're going to talk about Iceland today, obviously. Now, I would love to know about the history of Iceland. First and foremost, was it a land full of ice?
It never has been full of ice. There is ice there. That would more like be Greenland. But in the beginning, when the first settlers came there in 870, they wanted the country for themselves. So in attempt to avoid other to inhabit it, they named it Iceland. So sort of reverse marketing, keeping people away.
But now, obviously, you want people to visit Iceland.
Well, we do, yeah. We welcome tourists and travellers and visitors from all over the world. And we find that the name, although not 100% right, since it's not all ice, just a small part of it, it's still appealing.
Now, Scandinavia is also very well known for its food. I understand that it's far surpassing the Mediterranean food.
Well, the food in the Nordic countries, particularly going to talk about the Iceland, it's so fresh. Our fish is just by our shore, so it's very fresh and very new. Surprisingly to many, we grow most of our vegetables ourselves using sustainable energy. And the lamb in Iceland lives free on the mountain the whole summer, so they are naturally spiced. So most of the food is also organic.
So were you guys encouraged to grow your own fruit and vegetables before the whole world became eco-friendly?
Well, we've always done that because it is an island, and we need to find method because otherwise we need to import it by sea far away. So, I mean, to keep it fresh, it's better to grow it locally.
You mentioned fresh fish, and Iceland is also very well known for its lamb, isn't it?
The lamb, yeah. The lamb is one of the main dishes. The lamb in Iceland is absolutely a delicacy. It is living most of its life in the mountains, free, running, living on mountain herbs, so makes it a very tender, very good quality food.
Okay, so let's move away from food now. How about Iceland itself? What can we expect when we visit Iceland?
Expect something out of the ordinary. It's so different. It's so close. It's only 2.5 hours flight from the UK, but it's a completely different world. The nature, of course, is spectacular, and it's got so much within such a short distance. So we have the glaciers, of course. You were mentioning the ice, the glacier lagoon, which is the only one in the world. We have, because of we are an active young country, we have, as you all know, active volcanoes. But coming with that, we have all the thermal waters. So that's why the energy we use for heating the houses, it's sustainable. It's water which we can renew. And that means when you come to Iceland, which I hope you all will, please remember to take your bathing suit with you, even though you're coming in the coldest of winter, because of all the thermal pools and resorts like the Blue Lagoon, where you can bathe in hot water and have the snow falling on your head.
I've just pictured that. That sounds absolutely glorious to go. It really does. I need to go there just for that, in fact. Now, some of our listeners might know Iceland for Björk.
Oh, yeah, Björk is probably our most famous person, and we all love her to pieces. But we also have other musicians like Sigur Rós, Emiliana Torrini, who actually lives now in England, and several others. The music life is booming. It's got something to do. Iceland is very energetic because of that. It's some kind of have influence, so the cultural life in Iceland is very strong despite our few inhabitants.
Now, we've mentioned, obviously, bathing in the beautiful water. We've mentioned the ice on the mountains as well. But how about fishing? I mean, because you mentioned that fish is obviously one of your famous food items. But you can also go fishing in Iceland, can't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You can go both sea fishing, and we have some of the best salmon fishing rivers in the world, and trout as well, because lots of lakes for that. So, yeah, yeah. And even shore fishing has become quite popular from the UK, for instance.
And you get a lot of visitors from the UK to Iceland.
Yes, UK actually is our single biggest market as a single country.
And why do you think that is?
I think the close proximity, everybody speaks English, which the British people find very convenient. We love the British football, so we got very similar humour to the British, so they feel quite at home actually, but in so different environment.
So where can we go to find out more about visiting Iceland?
The good starting point would be to visit iceland.com. For general information. If you're higher in the world travel market, of course, I would love you to visit our stand. But that would be a good starting point. Visit iceland.com.
Wonderful. Sigga, thank you so much for talking to us at Colourful.
This is Colourful.